The pioneers of flight would undoubtedly marvel at today's do-it-yourself airport check-in machines. Travelers can print boarding passes, change reservations, even choose their meals, if the machines work. Even when they do, travel commentator Christopher Elliott thinks airline ATMs fly in the face of reason.
In the dark, cavernous departure level of Miami International Airport, there's a self-service terminal that never seems to work. Passengers line up in front of it, hoping to get a seat assignment on their flight. But when it's their turn, they're often greeted by a blank screen. From time to time, a ticket agent comes over and reboots the machine. It flickers to life for a few minutes, and then freezes up again. This malfunctioning kiosk is a fitting metaphor for the airline industry today. The terminal may look new, but underneath its shiny exterior, the guts of what drives the average airline ATM is as dated as a turboprop. It's a paint job on an old facade, not unlike the airline business itself, which looks modern, but is hopelessly, stubbornly stuck in its antiquated ways. How's that? Well, just try buying a one-way ticket. Why is it more expensive than a round-trip ticket? Why does it cost more to fly a few hundred miles than to travel coast to coast? Why do ticket prices double, triple, or even quadruple if you don't stay over Saturday night? Why does it cost $100 to change the date on an $89 ticket? Why do airlines give us monopoly money vouchers when we're bumped off a flight, even though most of us won't even have a chance to use them before they expire? The airlines don't give us reasons for these absurdities as much as they do excuses. Running an airline, they say, is complicated, too complicated for us to understand. Besides, that's the way it's always been done. But behind the tautologies lies the fact that the major airlines are apparently incapable of changing the way they think, and they're suffering because of it. No-frills carriers like ATA and Spirit have jettisoned many of these outdated policies and are profiting because of it. As the airline industry closes the books on an extraordinarily difficult year, I can't help but wonder if the full-service carriers should buy a clue from their smaller competitors. Maybe it's time for them to change the way they think, outside and inside. Otherwise, their companies could go the way of that faulty check-in kiosk next year and fade to black.
Christopher Elliott is National Geographic Traveler Magazine's ombudsman.